Welcome to today's Tivoli Americas pipeline building call, Storage Plays. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. To ask a question at that time, you may press star, then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. Ron Brochak. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Kelly. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this month's prospecting call. Hopefully everybody's gotten the presentation material. I just wanted to share with our partners, we had a little glitch in getting out to Partner World, and if you would like to get a copy of the presentation material, if you could, please send an email to Sarah Molnar. Her email address is S, M as in Mary, O, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy, A, R. S-M-O-L-N-A-R at us.ibm.com. Well, once again, thanks, everybody. And I'm going to go to chart number two to kick this discussion off today around storage prospecting. We have a very good lineup of presentations this morning. We'll be covering some prospecting tactics around TSM as well as SVC and TPC. But for those of you that are new to storage, I just want to sort of set the stage in terms of some of the challenges our customers are facing on a daily basis. We all know that data growth is growing by leaps and bounds. There was a study done by IDC that talked about expected data growth. And one of the studies that was performed talked about data growth at an annual rate of 48%. So think about it. Every customer has some amount of data growth. On average, customers are experiencing 48% compounded annual growth. It means that every customer just about has the same set of challenges around storage and data management. So we got the growth. You know, as the data grows, we've got to figure out how to keep it and protect it. In many cases, customers need to keep data for long periods of time, depending on the industries. It could be, you know, 3, 4, 7 years. In the case of healthcare, it could be for the life of an individual. So customers need to keep this data for a long period of time. And the cost of losing data is increasingly unacceptable. Think about this. Data is at the blood of an organization. I mean, this is what drives the business. And if you lose the data, think about the impact from a lost revenue perspective or the embarrassment in the market, lost customer confidence in that vendor. It could be if you lose data, you could experience fines from contracts or government agencies. Or in some cases, if CEOs and CFOs cannot deliver information when requested, they potentially can go to jail. So we need to make sure that data is protected, but also can be retrieved when needed. At the same time, when we have all these demands, budgets are flat or declining, and customers need to find out how they can do more with less. If you go to the next chart, as the amount of data grows, there's a tremendous amount of pressure being put on the administrators. So think about this. You have more new data coming in on a daily basis that has a cascading effect in terms of backups. And the more data I have, the longer backups take. It has an impact on recovery. The more data I have, the longer it takes to recover. Or the more data I have, maybe the performance of the application is impacted. And, of course, you know, customers, because of the challenging times we're in from an economic perspective, you know, don't have the budget they used to buy more and more storage hardware. We also found in discussions with Gartner Group that 48% of the customers that they've worked with are planning a major redesign of their backup infrastructure, with the three primary reasons being a reduction in total cost, the ability to exploit new capabilities like data dedupe, or improving the backup recovery of applications like email, and to make it simpler to use. The other thing that Gartner found out is customers are more willing today to switch vendors to achieve cost and functionality objectives. So customers are willing to do rip and replaces to achieve, you know, reduction in costs, our new capabilities or ease of use. And at that rip and replace is a two-way street, meaning it's a great opportunity for us to go after competition. On the other side of the coin, it's also an opportunity for our competition to go after our TSM install base. If you go to chart number four, now we've heard about the dynamic infrastructure strategy of IBM, and I just want to point out that storage software plays a very important role within the dynamic infrastructure in terms of helping customers reduce their cost. You know, the less storage we have, the better utilization we make of the existing technology, the less capital expenditures there are. If we can improve the way that we manage data and reduce the amount of data through technologies like data deduplication, means it will simplify management and improve administration. By better managing the environment, by creating this dynamic infrastructure, we can minimize downtime, which translates to higher application availability, improved service levels, improve competitiveness in accounts, and increase customer satisfaction. And through a dynamic infrastructure, we can minimize or eliminate the consequences of data loss. We can protect the data. We can easily retrieve the data and do that in an efficient fashion and, once again, mitigate risk. So dynamic storage software is an important component to an overall dynamic infrastructure. If you go to chart number five, which I'm trying to do, and my laptop just locked up. There it goes. I included a case study, and this case study is a customer that presented at Pulse, and this is Sprint. And you can read the objective that they were trying to accomplish in terms of transformation of their IT environment from their current storage and server infrastructure to a ubiquitous computing environment that drives Sprint's business. And you can see some of the challenges that they had. Disk utilization, less than 35%. They had 165 arrays on the floor. They had complexity. They had variation depending on the technology. They had a growing maintenance budget, and they were expecting it to escalate 2X in 2009. They had no mobility, being able to move data across different vendors' products. And, of course, it was costly and managed, where they're managing islands of storage hardware. What Sprint did was they installed our virtualization technology, which John Miller is going to take you through. And they experienced, within 160 days, these results. A net reduction of 70 arrays in 6 months, from 165 disk subsystems down to 70. They reduced the number of storage vendors by 50%. They reduced their annual maintenance cost by 57%. They improved their utilization of their storage assets by 70%. They now have seamless data mobility across the different tiers of storage. They can reduce the time it takes to set up and configure and provision storage from days to minutes. You can see the impact in terms of environmentals, reducing their kilowatt hours, reducing their square footage in the data center, annual energy savings of $320,000 by implementing our virtualization technology. So once again, our storage software can play an important part, not only in a dynamic infrastructure, but also within a green strategy, within a service management strategy. And in fact, if you go to the next chart, the storage whiteboarding chart, I wanted to point out where our storage software products fit within the service management strategy in terms of how we can minimize downtime and the products associated with that, or driving up resource utilization, or delivering levels of automation to assist with compliance or provisioning or virtualization or just the administration and monitoring the environment, or providing the dashboards to simplify the day-to-day care and feeding of the environment. Storage software impacts every element of our service management strategy. If you go to chart number eight, okay, we're getting into the prospecting information. I want to start with TSM. I want to make sure that everybody understands IBM's strategy for data protection recovery management. We're really taking our products, our portfolio, and evolving from data protection to unified recovery management. being able to provide a single interface that allows us to control multiple levels, multiple types of data protection and recovery technologies that are aligned by different business objectives, to securely protect data movement through the storage hierarchy, being able to protect the data as it moves from disk to tape, improve visibility into the operations with real-time monitoring and reporting capabilities, predictive analysis capabilities, and reduce the impact of data growth with continued improvements in scalability and performance and data reduction technologies like data deduplication. If you go to chart number 9, TSM. TSM, been around for a long time, but it's the industry-leading product in terms of enterprise heterogeneous data management. And I just want to point out, too many times we think of TSM as backup recovery. TSM is not backup recovery. TSM is data management. It's systems managed storage for open systems because it does things like, of course, backup recovery, but also archive and CDP and disaster recovery management and HSM and application protection and database protection, virtual server protection, bare machine recovery, remote office recovery, client and target data deduplication now with the current release of TSM, TSM 6.2. And you can see the proof points. It's not just us saying. I mean, we were the first ones to deliver first disk-to-disk backup in the marketplace, first product to support both disk and tape, the first to deliver HSM, the first to deliver incremental approach for backups. We got a very large install base. We got the broadest range of operating system and hardware platforms. And once again, we've been emphasizing data reduction since 1993, while our competition is just recently getting into this space. So that's all I want to say about the product. I really want to focus the time on prospecting. And the first prospecting activity I want you to take a look at is on chart 10, and this is data and cost reduction. And this is where we really need to partner with STG to deliver a holistic approach to data reduction, okay, based on TSM 6 and Protect here. So I want to go back to a couple of charts that I started with. Think about having a conversation with your customers to talk about their experience with data growth and really understand and ask some questions about how's that impacting their business. You'll be surprised what you find. I was with a customer in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. There were a competitive account, Symantec account, Hitachi disk on the floor, and we just had a discussion. You know, it started off with, you know, we're happy with Symantec. But then as we got into it, well, you know, we're really not, you know, meeting our backup windows, and we're having struggles with small files. And, oh, by the way, our Oracle database environment is growing, and we're not meeting our backup windows for Oracle. Or our VM server environment is growing, and we need to take a look at how we provide data protection with VMware. Customers are experiencing this pain in just about every account that we have. I would ask you to partner with STG, and then for those existing TSM customers, upsell products like TSM for SAN or Utility Storage Flash Copy Manager, which you're going to learn a little bit about later in the call. Okay, demonstrate to customers how that we can improve the way to do backup of large objects to Protect here, okay, the STG product for virtual tape and data reduction. Okay, because customers are struggling with meeting their backup windows, their SLAs. Many customers, if they haven't implemented virtual tape, are interested in doing so, or they're interested in data deduplication. And I can tell you, every customer I talk to is interested in reducing total cost of ownership. So our first prospecting activity is really go back to our install base and have these discussions. If you have a competitive account, have a discussion about what their challenges are, and then let's bring in the team. Let's bring in Team IBM, STG, and Tivoli together to go after the competition. Going to chart number 11, okay? That really is nurturing your franchise. You've heard Mike Manson say this, you know, back in Pulse. We need to do a better job of nurturing our franchise, going back to those 20,000 customers that we have and demonstrate how we can deliver more business value within their environment. So going back to existing Tivoli storage accounts or service management customers, and talking about how we can improve things. And of course, if you're a new enterprise rep, a portfolio rep who's new to storage, reach out to your storage customer, have a discussion with them, understand what their issues are, because you know what? If you're not talking to them, I guarantee you, okay, they're talking to EMC, they're talking to Symantec, they're talking to Commvault on how they can reduce their total cost. And in some cases, what I'm seeing here in the States, our competition is leveraging our PVU model, okay, as justification to move off of TSM. So please make sure you're talking to your customers. We've been very creative on how to work around some of the challenges with the PVU model through special bid, and there's other things that are happening, which I don't have time to get into today. But raise the red flag, call me if you need assistance with this. And, of course, leverage our STG, existing STG server and storage customers, because for these customers we can do things like upsell Christie, Bare Machine Recovery, or SysBack for Bare Machine Recovery of P-Series, so we can provide improved recovery of the server environment. For customers that don't have TSM for CNs, we can go back and upsell that. We can upsell Protector to reduce the backup window, reduce data expenses. We should be out in there talking about future growth requirements, of course, which, you know, translates into a compliance opportunity. We should be talking about how we can deliver rapid recovery for critical window applications or Linux applications with TSM Fastback. For our XIV accounts, our SVC accounts, our DS8000 accounts, our DS3, 4, 5 customers, we should be talking about how we can deliver application integration with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager and the replication capabilities on those storage hardware devices. I want to point out, you know, the people from Tivoli that are on this call, you know, we heard about the aggressive nature of the XIV reps. Well, I'll tell you, we have a product called Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager that works with XIV. I ask you to reach out to your STG peers to figure out where the XIV opportunities are and how we can deliver more business value with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager and XIV or SVC or DS8000. Leverage, like Sprint did, SVC to enable a virtualized storage environment to take cost out, upsell TPC to existing hardware accounts. And once again, if they're a System P account or a System X account, upsell Christie or SysBac. And team with your STG counterparts to put together a total solution. If you go to chart number 12, I just want to point out, the people that have been around storage know this. For you that are new to storage, I just want to make sure you understand that we have a great prospecting tool, great competitive displacement tool called the TSN Competitive Replacement Pre-Approved Special Bid. It's a mouthful, but bottom line here is we have the ability to aggressively price TSM when taking out competition. And if we include other Tivoli storage or STG storage software products like TPC or SVC, we can discount those products at the same level to take out competition. So giving you a financial tool to help you cost justify ripping out someone else's backup software and displacing with TSM and SVC and TPC. I want to point out, leverage the BVA tool. Leverage people like John Eller to help you with a BVA analysis to demonstrate to the customer how we can deliver more value. We have something new. I'm going to take you through a couple charts called Backup Migrator. It's a competitive takeout tool that will help you cost justify moving from Symantec to TSM. Leverage the Crush HP or the Sun Oracle attack teams to help you with competitive displacements. Okay, and we have a tremendous number of customers that have moved from competitive products to TSM that we should be leveraging. Going to the next chart, chart 13. Once again, the pre-approved special bid. Basically, what you need to do is if you want to discount TSM aggressively when taking out a competitor product, you need to come to me with the appropriate business case with the cost justification, at which point I'll review or ask you to go back to do a little bit more homework. So very simple, easy-to-use process to get aggressively priced solutions to take out competition. Chart number 14. This is the new sales tool, Backup Migrator. I'm just going to point out, I'm going to have a Tivoli talk around this and probably in the next couple of weeks, but I just want to make you aware of this. We just signed an agreement last week with a company called Backup Migrator, and what they have is a tool that will help us move customers from NetBackup to TSM or CA ArcServe to TSM, and they're currently working on Legato, another product templates to move to TSM. And the benefits of this tool is we can quickly collect data from the customer's production environment. This is real data about what's being backed up, how it's being backed up, how data is being managed, maintained. So it's not speculative. It's real information. We can reduce a straw man, a return on investment, an architectural Visio diagram in a very, very quick fashion, and demonstrate to the customers how we can move them from Symantec to TSM and the cost savings. If you go to the next chart, customer example. This is a customer in the UK, NetBackup customer. The IBM team for more than 12 months was trying to get the customer moved. We're trying to create a compelling reason to act, and they were not successful. What they did do is, in November in 2009, they were able to team up with Backup Migrator. They actually brought this tool into the environment. They did their data collection within 48 of the hours of that data collection. They had a business case back to the customer. And literally within less than 2 months, they closed the competitive takeout deal for $385K of period revenue. And so 12 months down to 2 months. They created that compelling reason to act, which is we can do more, manage more with less hardware at a lower cost than our competitors can. If you go to the chart, next chart sample output, this is an eye chart, but this just gives you an idea of what we can demonstrate, what this tool delivers. It'll give them a description of their source environment, what's being backed up, the hardware infrastructure, the capacity metrics, the target environment using TSM, the benefits, the operational improvements, the business case to move. It's a tremendous tool. And like I said, I just wanted to make you aware of this. We'll have a Tivoli talk. If you're in the midst of a competitive battle right now, give me a call. Other tools to make your job simple. This is not rocket science, okay? This is really, really a simple process. If you go to chart 18, I produce this every 2 weeks. This is the hardware, software, clothing report. And with this report, you can simply look at the accounts for your territory and see where are the disc deals, where are the protector deals, where are the SEC deals. Am I clothing those deals with TPC? Is there TSM? Okay, where are the SIV deals? Okay, and this is a tool for you to have a discussion with your STG rep, your teammates, to see how we can drive more value in the marketplace. The next chart, chart 19, this is the hardware install base. Once again, I can tell you every account that has SVC, think about it, going back to your install base and saying, do you need more capacity? Have you heard about the enhancements in SVC? Can I tell you about Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager? Okay, have you looked at TPC? Okay, tremendous amount of value here. Your IMT storage sales leaders have this information. Chart number 20. I showed you this chart and it pulsed, but I just want to remind you, you know, we have a tremendous amount of information, tremendous amount of tools. This is a simple way, a simple resource to use to get everything you need. You need to find the sales kits. You go to the resource locator. You click on TSM, and you can pull up the sales kit or Flash Copy Manager or SVC. If you want competitive information, you go to the second page, and you click on a competitive portal. Everything you need to be successful. Okay, with that, I want to wrap up the TSM prospecting. Go out there, pick a competitive fight. You know, work your install base, manage your franchise, and upsell. So at this point, what I'd like to do is introduce you one of our great team members from STG. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amy, take it away.
Good deal. This is Amy Joaski, and I've been recently moved into a new position as a sales exec responsible for our mid-range disk partner brand team. And you're probably saying, what is that? So I just wanted to make you guys aware of it. It's some new resources that are being put in place right now. Really, it's a very large STG investment in resources to help sustain renewed focus on our virtualization products. So specifically SVC, but also the disk behind that. So DS5, DS3, and the N-Series offerings also. So the team is being built right now. We're looking at 14 resources across the country, both technical and from a technical sales perspective. So some will be the equivalent of an FTSS, and some will be more sales, but a technical sales. And the intent is to have training in mid-May that's being scheduled now, and then the team will be available after that. So our go-to-market strategy for the mid-range disk products and SVC is through the channel. So the team will be aligned with the channel, but very customer-focused, very end-user customer-oriented. So my vision right now is that they'll spend a couple of months reestablishing those mid-range relationships. So currently, NetApp and both LSI have resources that call on our channel team and get them focused and energized on their mid-range disk products. So now we'll step up and have resources that are doing the same thing, working with our partners, justifying their involvement and their investment in mid-range disk and virtualization offerings. But then also, what the team is going to do is to focus a lot of their energy on working with the channel on those specific end-user opportunities to both find more opportunities and then help them get them closed. So they'll be the laser-focused experts that know not only our products in this space, but also our competition in this space. They can build great strategies on how you get this done, make a lot of end-user sales calls, and really be a tiger team focused in this area. So I'm excited about the resource. I hope you guys are also. We're not quite open for business yet, but I wanted to make you aware of the investments and the fact that we're building the team, and we should be on the ground mid-May, ready to start making sales calls with you and engage. We'll send an email around with the resources as the team is built. But we really look forward to working with you. Think of where we can make a difference to materially impact in a positive way our SVC and mid-range sales. So with that, I'm going to turn the call back over. I think John is going to take us through SVC.
Yes, Amy. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to working with your team. All right, guys, this is John Miller. If you want to, please turn to chart number 22. We'll get started on our discussion on the next set of slides on SVC, TPC, and Flash Copy Manager. For those of you that are new to SVC, I think you'll find it a very interesting and very productive product in our portfolio. It's one of the few products that you can talk about with a customer without having to essentially replace his infrastructure. So there's immediate investment protection in these non-IBM products in the infrastructure. And because it's so compelling, it creates a unique control point into the customer's environment because it touches the servers, the applications, the SAN fabric, and the storage environment. And so it becomes a very powerful beachhead in which you can build off of, and you have a lot of adjacent selling opportunities here in an SVC environment for the purposes of clothing it with, for example, TPC, Flash Copy Manager. Some of our more experienced customers are using it with TPM to automate storage provisioning, for example, as well as TSM from a backup recovery perspective. Now, many customers have deployed server virtualization, and essentially SVC is to storage as VMware or Power technology is to servers. It creates this environment where we can increase efficiency substantially. But, you know, many customers who have deployed server virtualization are still have not done anything with storage virtualization. And so this poses a very large opportunity for us. Now, when you're talking to customers about storage virtualization, you're going to get an opportunity to ask them about all of the particular layers of their infrastructure. So you're going to find out a lot about, you know, how they're doing backup today, what their major applications are, how do they do storage management and provisioning. So it's a very good entree into a great discussion about the strategic elements of a customer's for 2010. And, of course, we right now are hunting SCC footprints. This is an innovative technology, but we still have a lot of market share to take here. So we want to focus on that. But turn on chart number 23 here. This is sort of a high-level architectural diagram for those that aren't familiar with SCC. It logically sits between the servers and the storage here, and it has really four major value propositions. The first one being is, now that we have SCC between the servers and storage, we can create this dynamic storage infrastructure. We can literally move things around while it's being accessed. Databases, file systems, customer data can all be moved non-disruptively now. And I have a tremendous provisioning element that's inside the SCC that allows them to very rapidly create storage for servers and very easy tool set, and which is the second value proposition, is that our storage administrative people can improve their productivity two or threefold with an SCC environment. This helps to reduce costs and make customers more efficient. We also have a very powerful set of copy services functions for business continuance or disaster recovery, and the business case for these copy services is very, very compelling. If you work on using the Alinean tool, BVA tool, which SCC and TPC obviously support, you can build a very, very compelling business case, like the one that was done at Sprint, for example, that eventually led to them, you know, deploying 2-3 petabytes of SVC capacity. And one of the last things is we can improve overall storage utilization significantly, upward to potentially 50% improvement on open system storage. And so all of these things build a very powerful business case. And if you turn to the next chart, chart 24, a couple years ago, we did a very important study independently. Forrester went out and talked to some of our large SVC customers in 2006, and they came back and said, IBM, you're right. Customers can certainly improve their overall efficiency. They can reduce costs going forward upwards of 20% for all of the storage and storage software, hardware acquisitions. They can improve their overall efficiency by 30%, and they can increase the productivity of the storage admins 2x. Now, this was really good study, and it's a nice white paper, but I can tell you that in the fall of last year, we had a monster SVC release, and so our value proposition has never been stronger. And so whereby we might have been able to save customers 30% improvement, we can now significantly go beyond that. Next chart, slide number 25. This is actually one of your eye-opening wow charts here. What I've done is created some questions that you might ask customers. For example, the first one, what is your effective storage utilization? Well, to be honest with you, most customers really don't know. But for open systems, the general range is between 30 and 50% of the physical storage is actually consuming essentially active data. So one of the things you might ask them is, what if I could show you improvement of greater than 30% to your existing environment? That's a very compelling business case. Second question, how long does it take for you to provision 2 terabytes on average? Most customers, it typically takes days, some even weeks. But we have a solution here that whereby the storage administrators can fundamentally create storage provisioning in 15 minutes for DVAs on Friday night. So the customer doesn't need to jump through a tremendous amount of hoops here in order to essentially provide storage for maybe weekend activities. And you know what? The best part of it is on Monday morning, in less than a couple minutes, I can essentially reclaim that space and provision it again. very powerful provisioning capability that many of these customers don't have today. Another thing is migration. Many of these customers go through enormous and elaborate test plans that take weeks and months to move data off an array. And so SCC allows our customers to not only move that data non-disruptively during prime shift, but all of that staff that was required over the course of a three-month period every weekend, the DBAs, the system admins, the storage admins, can all essentially be eliminated, and now the storage team can make this happen non-disruptively and don't have to involve all of those particular people. And, of course, we can also, provisioning is so easy, we can actually have college graduates provision storage as some of our clients do today. Next chart, chart 26. The ideal SVC customer profile here for new customers is one whereby customers are having increasing storage space and having difficulty in essentially controlling them. Customers who are adding storage admin headcount are a desperate need for SVC. Customers that want to exploit tiered storage, for example, but can't get there, or they fundamentally don't have the right set of products, SCC essentially fixes all of that problem for them in a very easy and transparent way. Customers that have heterogeneous environments like Unix, Linux, Wintel, VMware, Novell, any open systems platforms are ideal candidates for SCC. And, of course, customers that are incurring costs to do for migration like extending software or hardware maintenance are good candidates. And, of course, the multi-vendor environment where two or more storage vendors are on the floor is the ideal situation for managing managing the customer's environment with SCC. So when do I introduce the concept of SCC? Well, as I told you, it's an open systems infrastructure, Linux, Windows, Novell, Apple, and any major storage or infrastructure change is a good time to introduce SVC. Could be server consolidation, storage consolidation, a new major application, a new SAN fabric, a customer looking to do a data center consolidation, or relocation. Anybody that's interested in tiered storage, anybody that wants to improve storage efficiency levels is a candidate for SVC. But the key point is understand your customer's strategic projects for 2010. Introduce the concept of SVC early in that particular discussion because many times the SVC proof of concept that many customers do can be as a front end to the rollout of a particular project. Most of our particular proof of concepts take 45 days or less. Chart number 28. The good news is we also have a really outstanding offering for you guys called SVC Entry Edition. And this is essentially a low-cost storage virtualization solution. Same function as our enterprise class subsystem, but can be as much as up to 60% cheaper in terms of solution cost. It is a great approach for attacking competitive accounts. And it is an excellent opportunity to partner with our STG team and package DS5000 and 3000 with this particular offering to gain competitive advantage because you get all of the robust functions we just talked about and more for this particular capability across our mid-range disk portfolio. And, of course, I can protect the customer's investment by incorporating the EMC, Hitachi, HP, and other storage arrays into the virtualized environment here. Now, to help you progress opportunities, we have our IBM Gaithersburg ATS team assisting us in doing some pre-sales workshops for both SVC and TPC. And this is was the first quarter and into May now. Roadmap, and we'll be adding more particular events as we go, but this is one of the best opportunities to progress a SVC or TPC opportunity. These are essentially available to partners and their customers as well as IBM customers, and it's free of charge, and look for a flash on this. Okay. Moving forward, you now want to talk a little bit about TPC. TPC is a natural adjacent sale for SCC. One of the reasons is that customers really need in a virtualized environment to be able to relate virtual resources to physical resources. And SCC does this, and this is the topology viewer here, and in the center of the chart showing the SCC storage pools, and it's mapping them to the physical disk. Instrumentation, meaning the ability to look inside the virtualization layer and be able to identify performance and capacity planning, is also an integral part of managing a virtual environment, and TPC does a tremendous job associated with giving us visibility into the SCC environment. It also, like SCC, has enormous potential to improve the efficiency, to identify where I've got space that I could reclaim from my organization, and build a very powerful business case along with SCC. Now, the really good news is on chart number 31 here. And tomorrow we'll be announcing a new version of TPC called TPC for Mid-Range Edition. It's essentially TPC for disk, performance and capacity management functions, but it is essentially targeted at the mid-market space, the mid-range disk portfolio, and it gives us a significantly lower cost TPC for disk solution for DS3000, 4000, and 5000, okay? It's licensed not by capacity. It's licensed by enclosure at about $8,100 per enclosure. That means controller or a drawer of disk, and it's available for our software and our STG sales teams to sell, okay? Now, John Foley, product manager here, will be working to announce on April 27th. He's going to be doing some worldwide sales enablement, and there's also a technical call on May 6th. Okay, so I encourage you to go to those links. Tomorrow it'll be announced formally, and you can pick up information associated with TPC for mid-range disk. Now, one other thing is as Ron had showed you, you could look through the matching or the clothing report or our install base, and you could look for DS5000s and 3000s whereby this particular product would really be a nice addition as an adjacent sale. There's a lot of opportunity there because of all the mid-range disk that goes out the door. Next topic I want to talk about here is Tivoli Flash Copy Manager. And this is your second adjacent sales opportunity on chart 33. Flash Copy Manager is geared for those particular customers that have business-critical applications that they really need to be able to back up and recover extremely rapidly within seconds to minutes. And so what we're doing here is we provide application-aware software that calls the facilities of the IBM hardware portfolio, like SCC, XIV, DS8000, and DS3000 and 5000, for example. And it calls and leverages the particular snapshot technology in the storage subsystems. And because it's application aware, it can back up things very rapidly and recover things within minutes as opposed to hours. We essentially, customers that have constrained batch windows would be very interested in this particular product because the ability to essentially snap or recover these particular databases or file systems very rapidly. It also improves the availability of these business continuance or these business critical applications. And it has a very fast time to value, meaning it's not hard to install, and customers within typically 4 hours can make their first copy. Now, to facilitate this, on chart 34, we have a specific set of applications. For AIX, we're supporting today Oracle, SAP, and DB2. For Windows, we're supporting Microsoft Exchange and SQL Server. There'll be more applications that roll out later here in second quarter and then throughout the year. And, of course, we support the DS8000, SCC, XIV, and DS3, 4, and 5. Okay? So consider this when you're working with the hardware team with solutions. Flash Copy Manager is a relatively inexpensive product, has high value, and in order to support the selling of this, we've been using one of our developers to help us demo these particular products in March, and then we continue through April and into May. And in fact, tomorrow, Chart 35, we have a SAP Flash Copy Manager demo for customers. Okay, IBMers are welcome as well. Also, one other thing is we also have a scheduled TPC version 411 customer demo that's also scheduled on June 8th. So with that, I want to turn the call back over to Chris, and Chris is going to take you through the call to action here. So, Chris, go ahead.
Thanks. Actually, Ron, you're up first, and then I'll close it up.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So, you know, team, tremendous amount of opportunity here, and really I'm asking you to focus in on three things. One is, you know, meeting with your existing install base and nurturing your install base, you know, upselling, you know, Flash Copy Manager or additional TSM capacity or upselling Christie or SysBack or FastBack to our existing TSM customers. You know, leverage the STG install base and OnTarget to help you with that. Team with your STG peers and business partners. You know, everyone sells storage software. You know, so let's make sure we're clothing the hardware opportunities with storage software. John, I don't know if you mentioned it, but I just want to point out that STG gets compensated for Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager this year. So it's another one of those products like SVC where both brands get compensated for selling that. Upsell, you know, and sell and close hardware deals with TPC or TSM with Protect here. Leverage the BVA tool to make sure we're talking to customers and can demonstrate real value. You know, leverage the Entry Edition SVC to plant the seed in your accounts for those customers that haven't made any investments in SVC yet. Leverage the hardware-software matching report, okay, to help you identify opportunities where we can work together. Then lastly, you know, pick a competitive battle. You know, I would like to see every rep, every Tivoli rep, have one competitive takeout opportunity per quarter. You know, let's have some fun. Let's put the competitors on the defense. You know, let's team with our business partners. Let's team with STG to put together a holistic approach to take out the competition. You leverage the competitive takeout special bid and pricing and backup migrator to help us with the cost justification. So let's pick a competitive battle. And with that, Chris, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, guys. I'll keep this very short because I know there may be some questions. On page 38, there are just a few prescriptive actions we want you to take. Keep coming to these calls. If you like what you're learning, if you like the customer success stories, and you like the assets and deliverables that you're getting, there's going to be more of them. And this is part of a larger pipeline challenge that we've got here in Q2 and to set up a good second half of the year. So use these sales acceleration calls as a good learning forum. Take some time to discover some new prospecting lists using some of the tools that you see here. And very importantly, Mike Madsen and the management team is going to be looking for the usage of these tactic codes to see what the effectiveness is of these sales plays. On page 39, I just want to direct your attention to what I think is some very useful and compelling material here. This is a collection of all of the activities that marketing is driving in Q2 that can help you, that actually link with some of this tactical plays that you've learned about today in the prospecting strategies. So if you need to get a customer aware of what you're talking about, you can send them the registration for some of these TechTarget storage decisions activities that are happening in June. If you already have a customer that's in an identifying or validating stage and want to progress them along, there are a few webinars and white papers for you to use. And then finally, at the progression and closing stages, there are a number of remote proof of concepts, proof of technologies, and other items that you can use. And at the bottom of the page there are the contacts for the marketing plan of record. So with that, I wish you all success. If you have questions or concerns and the brand management or marketing team can help you out, feel free to contact us. So, Ron, I'll pass it back to you and to the operator for Q&A.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Kelly, could you open up the lines for Q&A?
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please.
Hey, Ron. This is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
While we're waiting for questions, I want to make a cool point. You mentioned PVU pricing earlier and what a pain we all face with that. But one of the cool things about it is the alternative. Our competitors are out there selling capacity-based pricing, which is simpler, certainly, to talk to customers about. But if you think about it, if capacity is growing 50% a year, that means the customer is going to have to pay 50% more licenses every year. So we have a competitive advantage in not forcing the customer to continue to buy more licenses for the storage that they're buying. And at the same time, you know, the net effect is that the cost of the storage is going up, whereby the cost of the storage typically – I mean, the cost of the software goes up, but the cost of the storage continues to go down. So there's kind of a dichotomy there that customers have a hard time with. You know, we certainly need to simplify the use of PPU pricing. But from a customer cost perspective, I think we have a very competitive message.
Thanks, Rich.
Our first question comes from James Martin. Your line is open.
Hey, Jim Miller, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, a couple questions. Thanks. One question, the TPC for mid-range edition disk, if a customer has both DS 345 and or 68 Max IV, how do we price the nanobiter when it's mixed?
Yeah, there's going to be, I think, a lot of configuration discussion on the call, Jim. But remember, TPC for mid-range disk is only licensed for DS 3, 4, and 5. I guess you could fundamentally have a environment where you would license TPC for mid-range disk for that environment, but for other environments, you'd still license TPC Standard Edition or TPC for disk on the dollar per terabyte for other products like XIV and DS 8000 and things like that. Okay.
I see. Okay. And just one general, I guess, statement and question. I don't know who's best to take it, Ron, but in terms of, you know, obviously we're seeing more competition from EMC, Avamar. Any general, you know, points or observations that we're seeing across the board from those folks that you'd like to share?
Yeah, well, you know, with TSM 6.2, okay, there's nothing Avamar has that we can't deliver, and there's things within our product set within TSM that Avamar can't do. So, you know, Avamar, you know, I think was quick, EMC was quick to jump on the data deduplication bandwagon. Okay, where I started seeing, you know, Avamar here in the States have been with those customers with remote locations that, you know, have bandwidth, you know, constraints, or customers that have this growing, you know, Intel environment and are looking for client-side data dedupe. You know, with 6.2, certainly, you know, we can deliver, you know, those functions and much more in a more, you know, cost-effective fashion. You know, now, the other thing that Avamar starts positioning is, you know, quote, the fact that they have an appliance. And in those cases, we've established, you know, a partnership with StoreServer, where they package TSM with IBM hardware, server, and storage in an appliance fashion. So we can deliver as a standalone product. We can deliver as an appliance. We have data deduplication both on the client and target side, as well as all the things that we know and love about TSM that the other guy, you know, can't do at this point. So you know, Jim, I think if you got some customer, you know, situations that we need to strategize on, you know, give me a call. Let's just talk. Let's engage our competitive team and see what you need.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Kieran Brennan. Your line is open.
Thank you. This is for John. John, we have the SVC Seed and Grow, and then we have the SVC Entry Edition. Can you position the two of them vis-a-vis one another?
Sure. SVC Entry Edition is geared for the mid-market space where I'm going to package it with DS 3000, 4000, or 5000, okay, to, one, provide a higher function mid-range storage solution. and also lower cost, okay? The SVC seat solution takes our enterprise SVC solution or storage virtualization solution, takes the larger nodes and 8 terabytes of base capacity, and is only a business partner solution. And it allows the business partners for one of our larger customers to create essentially a seed solution, a starter system where they might deploy their first application and or they might provide their a basis for a proof of concept, for example, okay?
Okay, well, what is the SVC entry edition's limitations? It's still 600 disks or something of that nature?
No, up to 500 drives.
500 drives, okay.
Yes. Why don't you give me a call and we'll talk about it some more, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from John Fry. Your line is open.
Yeah, Ron, good morning.
Morning, John.
Quick question on backup migrator and that tool.
Yes.
Are we going to be able to pass that along and have channel partners use the same tool?
So the current plan, and John, I had you included in a call tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the T's and C's with this partnership, but the plan would be to enable partners that are AAA certified to leverage this tool as well.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, team, we're at the top of the hour here. A lot of information in a short period of time. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. If you should have any questions, concerns, opportunities you need assistance with, don't hesitate to call your INT storage leader or myself. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.